Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Claudia. Welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Hi. How are you, Laura?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So happy to chat with you. So tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I'm Claudia. I mostly write romance, romantic comedies. I love to write about sassy heroines that are super smart and guys that are a little clueless and need some help. I know. I have three children, a husband and two puppies who I adore. I love the other ones too, but they don't love me as much as my dogs.
I love this. What kind of dogs are they?
A Bichon, and then I have a Havatese, which is a half Havanese, half Maltese. She's a baby, and she's like the cutest, most loving puppy in the world.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love puppies. So this is awesome. So what was your romance journey like? Like, when did you start reading romance when I was growing up, or did you start writing love stories and you just kind of like just came together? What was the process?
I don't know if I should say this. My biggest, there are two things that make me like love Happily Ever Afters. It's more like Happily Ever Afters what I like. One was my grandma used to watch telenovelas all the time, mm-hmm. from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. at night.
Yes. Oh my God, I grew up with telenovelas too. Oh my God.
There you go. So you totally understand me.
Yes. Oh my gosh, so good. Were they Mexican telenovelas or they were from other places?
Mexican telenovelas. I grew up in Mexico City.
Yep. Yeah, Televisa was a big in Puerto Rico. So yes, we now evolved to Turkish telenovelas, which I think it's hilarious. But yeah, Televisa was what I grew up. I grew up with Marimar, Maria yes. del Barrio. That
Yeah. Yes. Funny. My husband had a thing for Marimar.
Yeah,
he will just watch the beginning used to like we were dating. he will be watching that just the beginning just to see the girl in the bikini. I'm like, okay, then be crushed there.
Yes. So yes, it makes sense you're gonna write romance novels because they're telenovelas.
Like, oh, it's telenovela.
Awesome. So telenovelas was the first way that you got into romance novels.
Yes. And then my aunt has a friend that her mom used to write these little comic novellas. Mm-hmm. I can remember the name of the comics, but they were comic telenovelas. And she will be like, when we were visiting her, her friend and the mom will be talking about how her writing process and how she will be looking at people and listening to people, the stories. And then that's what will make her kind of like write certain little novellas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I want to do that when I grow up.
I love it.
That was like my one of my things. Like, it was her and then watching telenovelas. And then I like every time that we have some writing exercise at the school, I will be always like steering into writing something that involved a couple and a love story, even if there was any other thing, sci-fi, or there was always like this element of the happily ever after that I added to it. I've always want people to find that, you know, that person.
Yeah, I love it. Like, honestly, like just having a happily ever after, like it makes a whole impact. I feel I'm right there with you.
So yes, that's exactly my, yeah. And I've lived to, like, as I said, 6 hours of telenovelas daily. Yes. That will get you there.
Yeah, and it makes sense you wear rom-coms because rom-coms are like such a telenovela thing. Like, yes. They're angsty, but they're funny. They're cute. They give you all the feels, but they go through the motions of like the journey. It's like the journey of falling in love. And, you know, they're going to end. Like, that's the difference between telenovelas and soap operas in the U.S. The soap operas in the U.S. never ends, but the telenovelas, you end, you know? And yes. You end with it, marriage or kids or dogs or whatever it is, but they end up like happily ever after.
Yes, exactly.
I love this. So what has been the process of writing during the pandemic? You know, I know like things shut down and like, you know, kids are home and all those different things. How's that going for you?
Yes. Well, it's funny because I've heard a lot of my friends that say, you know what, I don't have the headspace. Mm-hmm. And with me, it's like, okay, I have nothing to do. Mm. I'm like, I'm just going to sit down and type away. So I will say that last year was one of my most productives. Mm-hmm. Because I could just concentrate on my writing and concentrate. I was trying to avoid so much the news and mm-hmm. everything that had to do with the virus. I mean, I wasn't ignorant to it. I just didn't want to listen to the news. Mm-hmm. So I will have my husband or my oldest. My oldest is a media person, so she knows about the news before I do. So they would kind of like give me the spark notes about the news and I will just continue writing. I'm like, okay, we're not going out. It's fine. I can just keep writing. So it's just writing and thinking about the next series. Actually, I wasn't thinking about releasing the Against All Odds. I didn't even know that series would exist. And all of a sudden I had the need for this fun, light writing something fun and something light, something that will kind of keep me having different thoughts, you know, nothing. I mean, something angsty, but just more like fun, like getting out there. Like, so that's how this series came up and the first book. And I was thinking, how can you be in contact with someone when you cannot get out of your house? Mm-hmm. How can you date? How can you? And that's how I came up with Wrong Text, Right Love. And I added it to my, I'm like, it has to come out now. Mm-hmm. I didn't even wait for anything else. I'm like, I have time this month. And yeah, I made myself just forget what was going on in the real world with my little worlds. And that's how I think that's how I've been surviving this pandemic and everything that happened last year.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It can be uber productive and it can just be like, you know, a different, like it can just be debilitating. So I'm grateful like you're really productive. And like, you know, some people have found hobbies. Like I've talked to a lot of authors and I've been asking this question. I'm always curious. And some authors are like, you know, I found cooking or I found cookies and like all these different things, like, you know, to distract my mind from like what's going on in the world. And then just being productive and just writing as much as I can, you know, whether it's within contemporary or whether it's like a secret project that you may not think it's going to see the light of it. And then you're like, oh, it's perfect. You know, I think the pandemic is giving us, you know, a gift. Too.
Yes.
So let's talk about Love Against All Odds and Love Like Her. Like, I love Like Her. I love that it's like the one that got away. You know?
Yes.
Like, so what was the source of inspiration? Like, did you have a trope in mind? Did you have an idea? Like, you know, this couple will come and this is what we're gonna have, or was it just like, you know, just the inspiration draw, and I'm just gonna write it out.
So I always have like these characters in my head, like these stories, like this story has to happen at some point. I don't know who he is and who she is, but it's going to happen. So I will say maybe since 2017, I've been thinking about this guy that meets this girl. I wasn't sure exactly how they would meet, but they will meet and they will kind of click, but it wasn't their time. And they keep finding each other and they keep finding each other. And I just had that idea, and it's been simmering and simmering and simmering. And when I wrote Wrong Text, Right Love and Didn't Expect You, I was like, Eros, there's more to Eros that nobody can see. Mm-hmm. Because you're just looking at their perspective of the sisters and what they let them, what he lets them see. So I'm like, there's more to him there. And then I'm like, oh, it's him. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for him all these years. So I'm like, it's him. And that's how I was like, it fits perfectly. It's the guy that has met someone that doesn't have his act together, or at least he doesn't feel like it. And there is so much baggage within him that he cannot do it until he feels like he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
So it just fit perfectly. And it happens like often with some of my characters. Like I keep thinking about this guy or about this girl, and once I am in a series that I'm not sure of something, I'm like, oh, because I've been waiting for you.
Mm.
It's like a love story between me and my characters.
I love this so much. It's like you're uncovering them. You're like, I'm waiting for you. And here you are. And you're popping in. And you're the perfect hero for this heroine, you know?
Yes.
Like you're a matchmaker, like in that sense. You're like, I think you're perfect for her.
Yes, exactly. That, yes. Yes, that's... I feel sometimes bad because I'm talking to a friend. I'm saying, you know what? This guy could go with this girl. And they're like, no, but how about this one? I'm like, maybe. Because like I try to bring my characters from other books.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know my world. And then I try to bring them and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know, and they will be like, but this one will be perfect. I'm like, maybe. And then a month later when I'm writing and I'm like, okay, here are the first chapters. They're like, but I thought she was going to be. I'm like, I'm sorry. She wasn't it.
Aww.
She wasn't it. There was someone better for him.
Yeah.
She will find his guy. Don't worry. It feels bad because it's like they are kind of tindering them and I don't let them.
You're killing us. You're like, but we want you somewhere else. It's okay. You're a matchmaker. You find
But seriously, after you read, you're like, yeah, these two were, yes.
Yeah.
They make sense. You were right. And I'm like, I know.
I love this. So in April, you're releasing a Mel Mel romance, which is Pieces of You and Somehow Finding Us.
Yes. So
talk to us about that series. Like, what was the source of inspiration? How did you come about? Why Mel Mel romance, which we need, you know, what's the process?
Okay. So, oh my gosh, this has a really great backstory. So you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. On 2015, I wrote a book called Unlike Any Other.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't read it, it has a really great twist. I love that twist.
Okay.
Nobody expects a twist. There is a twist to it. And after that book comes the family of this couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's male-male, and I swear after you read it, you're not expecting the twist, and then you're like, ah, but I knew, and I'm still gasping. How can I didn't know before? So anyway, they have three children. The three children find their happily ever after, same with their foster kid. And one of the children has a wife and a husband, actually. Mm-hmm. And the wife gives up her son in adoption. And then the kid comes back when he's 16. But when he comes back with his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So they come together. And I wrote the story for Tucker. Tucker is a son. That's Us After You. And he's part of the band who break up. Like there's something really big that happened and they break up. And there's a book for him. There's a book for Hannah, who's the keyboardist. And then there's Zeke and Ethan. Ethan is the guy that came with him since he was 16 and he was in love with Tucker, but Tucker had his happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
So now everyone is waiting to see what's going to happen to Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
But while I'm telling you Ethan's story and Zeke's story, you will also find out really why the band broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that happened behind the scenes that you don't know yet. So it's a duet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool duet. And I love reading mail and I love writing it. I just wasn't finding, and really I have two books that my readers are waiting for because they are like, Claudia. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I haven't found the guy for him.
I love that you're committed to find the perfect man, the perfect.
Yes, I cannot just. This is, for me, it's like very serious matter of finding the perfect guy.
Yes.
I need to find it. I'm like, I'm sorry. And I'm with this too, when I was writing Us After You, I'm like, there's Ethan's guy. I'm like, he's right there. And you need to know the entire story. And I won't lie to you, I'm a little afraid because it's been 5 years, no, 6 years since I released something that's different from just a male-female contemporary book. But these two really are speaking to me and they need their story to be told.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love this.
Thank you. Right. And it's angsty and it's funny and it has everything.
Oh, I can't wait. So let's see, what's your favorite trope to write and what's your favorite trope to read if you read it?
My favorite trope to write, that's a hard question. I really like to write everything. Mm-hmm. I will say friends to lovers might be my favorite one because I love how you can see how they love each other, but there's like this fear of losing something or someone so close to you. Just trying to make it work romantically. So I always like all the books that I write that are friends to lovers, they're not the same, but at the same time, there's that same lingering fear of what is going to happen if we don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
What if I give you these keys, but after the keys, things change so much that we're never the same again? And will it be okay later? So I really like that. Enemies to Lovers is fun to write because I know I love to make my husband's life miserable. That's what he says. Yeah, every time you read some of the snarky comment, almost sure I already made it to my husband or something similar.
Yeah.
So I'm very like, so it's fun to make these guys kind of like, I don't know, go, oh, seriously? I hate you, but I love you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those two will be like my favorites to write. To read, that is hard. It's depending on my mood. I like second chances. I like to read second chances.
Okay.
I like to read second chances. I think I don't know. I mean, most authors write really, really sweet second chances.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they bring them back together, it's like, yes, I knew they had something perfect. And when I'm not reading romance, I will go for women's fiction. I like to see how they have this journey and trying to find themselves, trying to learn from maybe not just their mistakes, but their parents' mistakes and get there. And I love more when there's a romantic interest there, but if there's not, I'm okay with that.
I love this. And so what has been a book that you recommend?
My favorite book of all time is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho.
Mm-hmm.
That is my favorite book. I will recommend it to everyone. I read it once a year, every year, and there's always something different in that book that calls to me.
I love this. Tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me online at Facebook, my website, ClaudiaWhiteBurgoa.com, or just ClaudiaBurgoa.com. You can find me on Facebook. I have a group called Claudia Book Loving Chicas, where I am there often. I sometimes ask questions for my books. I am also on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I am on Pinterest, where you can find the boards for my books.
Ooh, I love this. Oh,
so, and I'm in Spotify too, where you can find my playlists.
Oh my gosh, I love all these bonus content. So thank you, Claudia, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.